This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Doing the dance right now. God, I'm good at that. Just as that song slips off the charts, you know? My TikTok dance is 2 months too late.
Oh, we'll still watch the video on repeat. Let's get that done today.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to not do that.
Did you hear my chop, chop, clap? Let's do this.
It did. I actually did jump a little bit like, I'm so cozy right here. All right. It's Alice. It's Sarah and Vinny. Really, thank you so much for listening. These are crazy times, and you are part of our routine, and it's nice to remain part of yours. I get it. You're not commuting, maybe, or maybe you're back to it. I don't know. But anyway,
I think lot of people are stepping back into life. Out of desperation, out of necessity, but the roads do have more cars on them for sure.
Well, and last night
I went out for, I want to say it was, I don't even know what time it was, but I went for a walk along the beach and I had to keep crossing the street to get away from people. There were so many people, and this was, I'm not talking about out of town people, I'm talking about the daily people who live in Santa Cruz are just desperate to be out at sunset and taking it all in. And it was packed, really crowded. So anyway, but it was also really nice to be out at that time. So no surprise, everyone had the same idea.
I don't know about your house too, but it sounds like it was a beautiful day there if everyone was out. It was the most beautiful day. Like just the last couple days have just been abgore.
And do you have clouds now? Because I do. I'm gray.
I am fully clouded up now.
Yeah.
I was 100% blue sky. Now I'm 100% gray sky.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You enter that in and to your little texting machine, and then you text us your message, and we get it. It's actually pretty neat.
Magic.
Mm-hmm. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. Sarah, just out.
Yara.
A Hunger Games prequel.
I heard about that. Yeah, we were talking about that a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I'm going to read that. Did you read all those books? You did, didn't you?
I did.
I liked them. I didn't love the movies, but they were fine. I don't think I watched them all. I didn't even finish
the movies, which says everything you need to know.
Right. And I actually really like what's her bucket there, Jennifer. What's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. Yeah, she's great.
And that was like her big breakthrough.
Oh, I bet you she's, she's a huge star. Of course, she's set for life either way. But I bet you three movies? I bet she did very well for her future retirement there.
Oh, I'm sure she would never have to work again if she didn't want to.
I'm not getting it on as much with my husband because the kids are always here. We desperately need a date night without the kids.
That's hard to do when the babysitters don't want to come over.
Right.
We're isolating.
415 says, the joke is all the pandemic babies will be firstborn babies. Right.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people without kids are lucky.
Right.
I mean, missing out? Wait, which? Both?
I think talcum powder was linked to ovarian cancer. This is from the information that the American Cancer Society provides based on limited evidence from human studies of, it goes on and on. And I'm it's all over the place. Yeah, but
right.
Yeah, they're pulling it from the market. So, you know, whether or not they're going to get out of it, having to pay out these lawsuits or not, I don't know. But
it's a hard thing to you know, pinpoint. Like, everybody had a little talcum powder put on them at one point or another. And, you know, if you wind up with cancer down the road, you've got to, I think, for this company to pay. Was it Johnson & Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said it was?
Yeah.
Like, that they've got to, although Roundup had to pay, you know? It's hard to pinpoint where a cancer comes from. Unless, like, everyone in the town got it and there's that, you know, purple river. Then that's,
right.
You know.
The purple, the old,
you know, I don't
river.
Know. Ye old, right, or lime green, the lime green river, the glowing nightlight river.
Right.
That might be the cause of everyone in town getting it.
925 says, you're calling it the Deuce. Do you mean the 2 a.m. bar?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, the Deuce.
And I only know it because Sarah's a local, because I don't have any, I've never been.
Yeah. It's nice. I've stumbled home from there a time or two.
Baby powder helps you get sand off your body after a day at the beach. That's a bummer that it's going away. Yeah, but if it in any way opens you up to a cancer diagnosis,
it's
take
probably
a shower.
For the best that it does go away, right?
Just hit the shower and rinse the sand off that way.
Well, you don't want that going down your drain.
Well,
clearing that with Drano.
I hose off in my front yard, but you know
that's the way to do it, right? You can't rinse that down the drain.
I got propositioned in a lobby restroom during the Sonoma pool party.
Oh,
I got prepositioned in the lobby.
Prepositioned,
right? I'm like, what? I don't understand. What do they mean, preposition? What's
the
question they
were asked?
I think
they mean proposition. But if you're a preposition is like between or by or to, or right? Isn't that a preposition? I don't remember.
Are they saying that someone asked them if they wanted to do it right here? Is this about the 2 a.m. club doing it there?
I wonder if it's a boy or a girl.
Hmm. The Deuce, Mill Valley, Halloween 2009. Stop telling my story.
I wonder if it's really them. That would be so funny. I'm telling you, these people were knocking it out. I was like, oh, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I've never seen a live sex show.
Hey, Alice family. My son turned 21 during the beginning phases of the lockdown. He celebrated with a Zoom party. I felt for him, too, but... Can't help but think so many more kids will be able to get away with fake or borrowed IDs with the face mask mandate. Have a great day.
I'm sure they make you pull that down.
Yeah, that's
Let's
not
Let's have
gonna...
a look.
My brother
those
and his friends.
They're seasoned. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they know what to, they know how to, they don't want no trouble. They don't want to lose their liquor license, that's for sure.
Mm-mm. Over
My brother and his
time.
Friends
Sorry.
Were obsessed with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when they were kids and made nunchucks and ninja stars and would practice with them in a field near our house. It was hilarious. That's a thing. I feel like that is really one of those rites of passage. I could be wrong, but I was into karate movies, but and Bruce Lee, but I did the nunchuck thing too, and I never watched the Ninja Turtles. Like we made those with dowels.
Those were big when I was a kid. Yeah, those were around.
You screw in a little one of those little circle posts,
yep, and
put
then
a
you chain
put a chain.
Yeah,
there you are. Now you're
there. You are beating up the neighborhood. Oh man, there were always nunchuck injuries too. Like some idiot who thinks he's got it cracks his own skull.
Cracks,
you know, well, watch this.
Or
oh, he's out.
Yourself in the balls. There's this one.
Sure.
Right,
all kinds of ways
and...
to Yeesh. Hurt yourself with those. Very dangerous.
By the way, speaking of, you know, hitting yourself in the man area, someone tagged us in another Jason Derulo post. You know, the one with
I've
the giant
that, right?
wang. Well, there's a new one where he's jumping into his own sweatpants.
Oh. I thought you were talking about.
Yet?
I haven't. I saw the one where he supposedly loses his two front teeth eating an ear of corn on a drill. He puts.
No.
All right. So how is he jumping in? I don't.
Two people are holding the pants up, and he jumps in the air. And the way that the camera's aimed, you're like, okay, so this guy's showing us his giant dong under underwear, but nonetheless, the thing flops. So I'm just like,
it comes out. I gotta see.
Why does no? It doesn't come out, but you can. You can't unsee it for
Bryn,
sure.
Can you send me a link to that, please? I'm gonna need to. See
but I was.
Jason
but what I was thinking is, why doesn't this guy just go do porn already? He wants everyone to see his wang, and I don't blame him. It's
quite impressive.
It's gigantic.
It is. You know, he doesn't do porn because he doesn't have to do porn, but he wishes that he had to because
he could.
It's so spectacular.
Right.
Yeah. I think he just wants to. I'm sure if I was to Google it, I'm going to Google it right now.
I have
now.
It
Hold
here.
On. Oh, great. It. Let's have a look at it.
All right. Someone tagged me on Instagram and I just watched it around. Out of like, what am I looking at? This is it.
Can you see okay. it?
Yep. I see the pants.
All right.
So he's coming running at it. Oh, yeah. In slow-mo, everyone.
Yeah, it's in That's slow-mo.
I'm telling you, you can't miss it. It's not something I look for.
Oh, he makes it in. That's actually a very impressive jump. I didn't really, I guess
you'll
maybe
see it when
small.
You look at the version.
I'll have to look at that. Yeah,
at
send
home.
Me that, would
you'll
you?
You'll be like, oh, my Lord.
I'm going to look right now. Forget it. I'm going to.
415
says.
D-E-R
Rulo.
Yeah, D-E-R Rulo. Ulo.
Let's have a look at
Someone
this.
Tagged us on Instagram. It's your tag, too, so you could easily find
say
it that way.
Jason Derulo nude.
I would have never click. Seen that had someone not tagged
Images.
Me.
Images.
Hey, Vinny, hang in there. My little guy just turned 4, and it's been 2 weeks now with no poopy pants. I thought it was never going to happen. We tried everything. Yeah, she's... One, she's not ready yet at all.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I'm looking at Jason Derulo's junk.
Can you see it? You can't help but see it, right?
I can't even find that video. I'm looking at other stuff. Oh. This is I gotta. I'm turning it off. I that is a rabbit hole. I cannot
you didn't even
go down
get to the
this.
Video.
Forget
that we're talking
it.
About?
I'm not gonna. I can't. I'm seeing too much other stuff. It's very distracting. I'm afraid it's like a baseball bat. Get that thing out of here. It's like half of a nunchuck. All he needs is a chain and another guy. Oh, boy.
Sarah, oh, this is love the Sammy Hagar update, but you need to work on your impression. The very
what are you
next
talking
one,
about? That's a very good one.
The very next one says, I love your voiceover reading. You took me right there.
Listen, guys, I'm going to tell you something right now. I watch him constantly. I actually am not doing a half bad job. Pull up a little Sammy Hagar making drinks on Instagram. Oh.
By the way, Dave's show, the one that I compared to Mo's show, was called Insomniac. But it was just about
I
him
remember
being
that.
Up
yes.
in cities that he was touring to, and yep. he would do a show there.
I was
perfect
convinced when...
retired life, cigars and blueberry cobbler, forget no. the parfait.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh.
I don't,
cigars
I don't...
and blueberry cobbler, not cigarettes and raspberry parfait.
I don't
yeah,
know.
That was. I'm glad you brought that up. Like, where did that come? Like, what is that something you love?
No. I just don't know Mo enough to know what he's up to. And
so you threw a stab out there at a raspberry parfait. That
I don't
actually
know.
Sounds delicious. I mean, I would go for that. John, can I have a raspberry parfait?
No.
Oh, he said no. What?
He said no.
Really fast, too.
Wow.
Don't we have that Greek yogurt I like and some raspberries?
No,
he can't get any raspberries. The frozen raspberries are out at the store.
Oh, geez. Yikes.
Normally, Sarah always has these ideas and says, I got to text John that. Well, now she can just scream
now
it out loud.
It. He's in the kitchen bumping around.
At least a couple times a week, Sarah will be in the middle of a conversation and go, God, that sounds delicious. I'm telling John we're having that for dinner and then
exactly.
text home, right?
Right.
Well, now that I'm, you know, it's so much easier now, but I've been doing it for, and listen, then I get to have it, you know, I'll get hungry for it. You guys tease me with food and then John makes it for me. It's freaking awesome. I texted him the chicken recipe that Sammy had in his article, but he hasn't made it for me yet. So I don't know what's going on there. Last night I said, oh, I want French dip and I got it.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
I know. It was
he can
awesome.
Make a French dip, huh?
Well, he didn't. Instead of, because my son was making baguettes, and it's a long story. So he cooks bread constantly. That's why we're all so fat now. So
he made baguettes.
Plump, I should say plump. So he made these baguettes, and they were like perfect, like to cut into like subs. And we had some turkey, and so I go, oh man, you know it'd be great with that because they're hard on the outside. I'm like, we should do French dip. And he's like, oh, Jesus, that just sounds like so much work. And I'm like, you're right, I know. I go, plus you'd have to make the osjuet. And then he starts looking up. The next thing you know, he goes out and he actually bought some steak and grilled it and then sliced it really thin. And we laid that on with some Swiss cheese, cooked it in the oven, then dipped it. Everyone should have a John.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah, that would be nice. Mm. Hey, Vinny, can you please wish a happy 29th birthday to our daughter, Molly? Molly and I have been listening to you guys since she was in middle school. This is our first time not celebrating her birthday together since she's in Auburn, and we are in the East Bay. Happy birthday, Molly.
Happy 29th. I love the name Molly. I got a niece, Molly, that I just adore.
I like Molly, too.
Molly's cute. Happy birthday. And thanks for all those years of listening.
Yeah, no doubt, right? Hey, Vinny, yeah. The Handmaid's Tale was on Xfinity's Watchathon, which ran from last Tuesday through Sunday. It's over now, but I headed to The Handmaid's Tale when it started and plowed through all 36 episodes. Brutal, but so good. I will definitely pay for Hulu when season 4 is out.
You know, Vin, I bet you can get a 30-day free trial of Hulu and then just discontinue it after you finish The Handmaid's Tale, but you will have to plow through it. It's, you know, there's 3 full seasons now. It's worth it. It's so good.
It looks
good.
Talk
to your wife about it and see if she wants you to wait, because I was thinking about you all day yesterday in that show.
Well, I would like to move forward with it, so I will ask her. I'll let you know.
Okay.
What's my time like? Oh, I can do a couple more.
He's really going hard with those dishes. Huh? Is that John with the dishes?
Is that the new gym behind you? Is the new gym back? It sounds like there's an exercise going on.
Yeah. Not my business. What he's doing.
That's pretty loud, whatever it is.
I know.
Fun having John on the show.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Actually, I actually sort of wanted our home shows to include a little more of this kind of stuff. Like, I love when Isla's on and Christina and stuff and... Even Hulk Baby yelling in the background, it's fun. So it's nice.
They actually came walking through here, each of them independently, over the course of today's show, and I was able to keep them quiet.
You don't have to. I think it's fun.
One of the times they came in was during Mo, and he would have... Yes. There's like no way. It would have just sidetracked the whole freaking thing. There was no possible way. You know what I mean?
I do, absolutely.
Like, we had the guy on to promote his gig, and then there's my kid going, hey, guess what? I got a joke.
Oh, her jokes are so not funny.
We'll try her tomorrow,
I can't wait to hear the
next
one. All right? Yeah, that sounds great.
Anyway, that's all for the text. Thanks very much for sending in your latest, and we'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yeah, I might make breakfast, Vinny. You know, John's out there. Bustling around in the kitchen. You're a little far away. It might be cold by the time I get it to you. But I think we have some leftover steak.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Let's see if we have any bell pepper. Mm, sounds
Look
good.
Look at you go.
My God, I'm starving to death. I even had my raisin bran already today. As soon as I started thinking about food, this is like it's a curse.
I really do love that. I know for myself, I truly haven't put on my regular pants in 2 months, so I haven't gained a bunch of weight, but I do know that we're different now than we were when we came in here, so it's going to be funny to see us all show back up at work with our pants unbuttoned.
You should, like, my hair is now so gray I don't even have a skunk stripe, but all my bangs have gray.
Let me see that.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I guess.
Actually,
look at the sides too.
Hold on.
Oh, look at that. You're just going to let that go?
I don't know. I'm actually starting to get bummed out by it. Plus, I got kind of a bad haircut that John gave me. God. I told him exactly what to do, and now I hate it. But who cares? You know, no one sees. I don't see anyone. No one sees me. I only see you guys on video, and it's blurry anyway. But it doesn't matter. Look, just get through it, and things will get better. I mean, things are starting to really shift and really happen. I mean,
yeah.
You know, Napa's like, eh, we're doing it. Or so some stories say. And Tesla, we're doing it. So it's shifting. It's moving. And if you have the luxury, as we do, of staying at our homes and working from our homes, I think you'll see people doing that and other people who are just like, I got to get out there.
Right. Well,
bad hair or not.
I'm really interested to see, while we are still able to work and do our show and our version of radio from our homes, people like Jane and Michael Martin are people who travel and go to shows and do
a lot
of business through the airports. So yep. I'm interested to see how that's going to go for them. I don't see them going back anytime soon. Do you?
Well, I don't, but I do think that that's going to be the first sector that really starts using airports again. Like, I think traveling for pleasure, most of us are going to look at this as an opportunity to not do that and to save money and to figure out other ways to get away from our homes or whatever. But I do think that business travel will be the first thing that comes back. And I think that they'll be bummed when the general public comes back, because looking at some of those airport shots that I've been seeing over the last few days,
empty
as people
airports.
Are starting to kind of go in, it just looks so, I just want to travel right now.
Right.
I'm like, this is the only time I ever want to travel when there's no, I hate traveling, except when I get there, you know?
I saw a picture and I wish I had time. I didn't. And I'll look it back up after we're done here. But it was a picture of a concert. And it was a concert that happened like last night or the night before. And it was, everybody was spaced out. They had people in seats, and they put the seats of people who came together together. And then the seats were separated by more than 6 feet. And it was, I don't think they were folding chairs, but something like that, where everyone was positioned in a way.
What concert?
It was just some country show.
What show?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Like
I have to look it back up. No, it was just some country artist that did a show, and I thought, wow, that's like the first concert I've heard of. So people are looking to do, you know, all that stuff and get it back up and running as quickly as possible. I'm interested.
Right, the stuff they enjoy, for sure.
I'll look that up and tell you tomorrow.
It's such a weird... And there are people whose levels of confidence in this are just very, you know, vastly different. Like,
some of that is so political, though.
You're a little kid, you see an older... It's gross, I know.
I don't even know what to say about it.
Even if you could go out, if you didn't have to, because you know, if you have an elderly relative that you live with, or somebody who's sick, or, you know, a little kid, you might opt not to, you know, not even because you're like mad that we were told to stay home. I think it's going to be a really individual decision as we move forward. You're going to see people, you know, making that just based on what they're going through.
Right.
Which is, I guess, what it should be.
Well, stay tuned for Jane.
All right,
she'll
listen,
be up this afternoon.
How did we go dark again? We were having so much fun.
Stay tuned. She's
yep,
coming
sure
up.
Sure will love me some Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hump day, so do that today, you know.
What, hump?
If you want. And we'll see you tomorrow. Woo!
Bye.
Which is our Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.